Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out there. A little cold, but it's getting to be winter. So you expect that, right? I was hoping the Democrats weren't lying. There was real global warming, but there wasn't. It's stupid. It's cold out, and so wear a jacket and have fun. Anyway, we have another realist here with us, Dr. Mike Boucher. Mike is the chairman of the Finance Committee in the great town of Acushnet. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I really always enjoy you here. I find your expertise in municipal finance to be second to none. And so I reached out to you this morning because I want to know more about this potential new school, the Old Colony Regional Vocational Technical School. And not just you, but other people I reached out to pointed to you, Mike, said Mike really is a good resource on this project. Other people have told me that as well. So here you are, Mike, and I appreciate you responding and coming in.
I feel honored, and I'll do my best with the information I have
that
I've been provided to me. It's been a lot to digest over the last couple months.
It's a lot of moving parts here. Explain. All right, so first of all, guys, they're looking for a debt exclusion vote. It's a ballot question. Many of you are going to vote on it. We're talking about the towns of Lakeville, Carver, Rochester, Mattapoisett, and of course, Acushnet. Tell people what a debt exclusion question is.
That's a good question. So a debt exclusion is basically a vehicle that allows a town, municipality, to access taxes above the levy limit. And it's basically a borrowing vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's temporary. So it won't stay on the permanent tax roll. Once it's paid off in its entirety, then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference between a debt exclusion and an override. You know, an override is something that stays in the permanent tax base and it doesn't go away.
So permanent, but I mean temporary, but like 20, 30 years, right? How many years is this?
So this bond will be a 30-year bond at a fixed rate of 4%.
So
30, yeah, when you say temporary, 30 years doesn't seem too temporary.
No, exactly, right, exactly. But it does sunset eventually. What would be the costs to people in Acushnet, as an example?
Well, our town will be impacted the most out of the five different communities.
Okay, explain
because
that.
We'll number one, we send the most kids to Old Colony. As most people know, we don't have a high school in our town.
Right.
Similar to Lakeville, I believe. I don't believe Lakeville has a high school either.
But there's a regional high school, Freetown and Lakeville.
Oh, regional. Okay.
Yeah, Aponequit.
But physically, yeah, we don't have a high school. So in essence, Old Colony has almost become a Acushnet's high school. So we send our percentage will probably be around 35 to 37%.
Okay.
Of the population going there out of all the districts. You know, it's us, and then I believe Lakeville sends the second most amount, and then it's Carver, Rochester, and Mattapoisett.
So when is the vote?
Next Tuesday, November 18th.
Okay.
Each community will hold its own election. I think if you go to each town's website, you can get all the different polling locations, times.
Yes.
So I urge all the registered voters to do that and try and educate yourself as much as possible regarding the issue, you know, before you go in. You know, just, you know, look at both sides, you know, because there's pros and cons to the project.
We have Dr. Mike Boucher here. He's the finance chairman for the town of Acushnet. I was telling my listeners in the last hour that basically this is going to be an individual vote, all right? Everybody has individual needs, whether you have children, planning on having children, don't have children, really love children. What you're going to do, I don't think Dr. Mike is here to tell you what to do. I know I'm not here to tell you what to do. You've got to make an individual assessment based on the needs of you and your family and your neighbors and what you want to do, correct?
Exactly. It's a big ask of the taxpayers. And this is, in the 20 years I've been on the Finance Committee, this is probably the most challenging thing that we've dealt with.
Okay.
But it definitely has to come down to each family's financial situation. You know, everybody's situation is different. We're going to have, in our community, we'll have, some elderly people on fixed incomes.
Yes.
who, you know, this could affect people, younger families with mortgages.
Right.
It'll also affect them too. So you have to just, you have to look at what's going to suit your situation the best, and just make an educated decision based on your finances.
And if you have an eighth grader who wants to be a dental hygienist, maybe you are in favor of this. Maybe you aren't. I have a friend of mine who lives in Rochester, says to me that his family home is, in his, by his calculation, he's a bright guy, is going to probably, the taxes will raise about $900 more a year on his home. I think you've done a calculation for your home.
Yes.
Mike, what do you think is going to happen for your family?
So for every community, the calculation will be different.
Okay.
Based on home values, per capita income, those kind of factors. So in that, that number will change. So that's going to be a yearly assessment on your property tax bill. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a separate fee that you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that number could change up or down every year, depending on the number of kids that your community sends to Old Colony.
Okay.
So that's something that I don't think a lot of people were aware of. So it's not going to be like a fixed number. So let's say I punch in all the numbers through Old Colony. So people can go to Old Colony's website, and there's a tax calculator there where you just have to know your home's assessed value from your town,
mm-hmm.
punch that number in, and it's going to give you this number that you're going to potentially owe if it passes. And that number they're going to give you is based on the first year.
Okay.
And then year over year after that, it could go up or down. So let's say use the person that you mentioned, the $900.
Yes.
That could drop down to 850. It could go up to 1,000. Depending on how many kids are going to that particular, from that community, are going to OC.
So this is a moving target. It's a fluctuating number.
It's going to be fluid, yes.
Assuming
it passes. Yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen.
We have the chairman of the Acushnet Finance Committee, Dr. Mike Boucher, here in the studio. You have any questions about or comments about the Old Colony, potential Old Colony construction project? A lot of my callers have called and mentioned that there's a lot of this new energy code stuff into the building codes now that they, in their opinion, I guess in mine as well, is raising the costs of this project. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so those are fees built in through the MSBA. So the MSBA is funding a portion of this project by 60%.
Okay.
So the total cost of the project, max, high end, is $289 million.
Okay,
to build this brand new school. The MSBA is going to pay or contribute roughly $130 million. So the five districts would be responsible for approximately $159 million, which will most likely come down by about $10 million once they work all the grants and other incentives through like mass saving. But you're correct that, you know, the MSBA does put in some like almost like mandated things on as far as how big square footage a room has to be. So you have to play by their rules,
sure,
if you want to get the money, basically.
Right. And so, you know, that's not a genie that just prints money. That's the state taxpayers.
Correct. Yeah. So for every cent of our sales tax goes towards MSBA funding. I mean, MSBA will pay up to 80% at times for some of these school projects. In this particular case, it's at 60%. I would have, you know, liked to seen it, you know, higher, and perhaps if it passes and it's done, maybe it will go higher, and that's the hope. That could happen. And also on the flip side, the total projected cost of the project may come in under $289 million as well. And that's, so these numbers are projected at worst case scenario.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows. So there's a decent chance that, you know, the numbers might come in a little less for the total costs.
Mike, riddle me this. The voters of Mattapoisett say yes, but the voters of Acushnet say no. It turns out that the majority of the district says yes. What happens to the people that said no?
you still have to pay for it.
Okay.
Because it's basically a collective majority amongst the five towns. So like you said, if, you know, let's say Acushnet doesn't want it, but the other four towns outweigh our vote, then we're still paying for the project.
Tell me this. If it doesn't pass, what then happens?
That's another good question. And that's a question that, you know, our finance committee and our board of selectmen had for OC. So they could go into a repair or renovation phase of a project, okay, which wouldn't take place immediately. It would have to function again as another basically ballot question.
Okay.
Later on, or they're going to fix things as they go along through capital planning, basically. Okay. And you know, that school was built apparently in 1975, so I think it's 50 years old at this point. So it's I guess it's getting tired. Okay. And you know, not to say it, I'm sure, look, everybody would like a brand new school, right? I mean,
absolutely.
who wouldn't? And
but you just don't necessarily want to pay for it.
That's the difficult thing is how to pay for it. Now, the debt exclusion is one piece. You know, that's kind of the headliner in this whole thing.
Yes, talk.
Is the, you know, that one number that's going to be attached to our property tax bill. But for somebody like myself, as a chairman of the finance committee, now I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for any other members of my committee or anybody in my community. We look at costs beyond just the debt exclusion. We're looking at our annual operating assessment,
right,
and operating budget. So every year we get assessed a fee that we have to pay to Old Colony to send our kids there.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think the number was around $3.2 million was our assessment. And that, if you're adding, you know, you're going to add three shops to the school, there's going to be more staff. So that obviously that the operating expense is going to go up.
Right.
So those are the things that we kind of look at in addition to just the debt exclusion. You know, your individual homeowner is probably just going to think about the debt exclusion and how that's going to impact them.
Sure.
And I'm a taxpayer in Acushnet. I live in Acushnet,
right,
too. So I think about that, but primarily I think about the town as a whole and how we're going to be able to continue functioning and operating our entire budget, you know, paying for police, fire, EMS, all that stuff.
Sure, so of course.
We have to think of that as a whole, and it makes it very challenging, to be honest with you.
508-996-0500. We've got some people on hold who want to speak with you, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning. Mike Boucher, Barry Sylvia, Chris's favorite Democrat here. How you been, Mike? We're old friends.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I unfortunately been up to see Gary Alves a few times. I haven't seen it in a little bit. But just for your listening audience, Chris, I think I'm a favorite son of New Bedford. Actually grew up on Middle Road in Acushnet, right across the street from where they put the police station. My family owns, we have a realty trust in Acushnet. Mike, you know where my mom was. You knew my mom out on Peckham Road.
Okay.
But, and actually, yeah, ran precincts 2 and 3 for Biff McLean. That's how long I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, long, long time. Played for Joe Jason in Little League. Enough about me. But anyways, Mike, one of the questions that I had, and you seem to have a handle on this, I got to be honest with you, but one of my godchildren went to the elementary in the junior high school, I guess you would. Ford goes to what, ninth grade there?
Yeah, the eighth grade, the middle school.
Eighth grade, yeah, right. So, but Mike, you know, you bring up a couple of things when you talk about the MSBA. I thought it was 80%, but you know, telling us now for taxpayer purposes, it's 60%. But
they will at times pay up to 80%. But in this particular case, they're paying 60%.
Okay, so roger that. But Mike, aren't we just putting a Band-Aid? I mean, there's no fire suppression in those schools. Aren't we just putting a Band-Aid on all of that by not saying yes to the added increase. And I, you know, personally, I don't want to pay more taxes. Nobody does, right? But that without the 80 or 60% is you're bringing to light. Aren't we just putting Band-Aids on in your finance community? And I know all three of the selectmen personally, but aren't we just putting a Band-Aid, Mike? That'd be my first question. I have two others.
Well, you could certainly look at it that way. I mean, everybody's going to have their own perspective on the issue, right? So, you know, it's going to cost this much to build it right now. So we can look at it in today's numbers. And some good arguments have been made about how much will it cost to build 5 years from now.
Right.
So we know it won't be less.
Right.
And it's probably not going to be the same. So it would probably go up. So that is a factor to definitely take into consideration.
No, I agree with you. And you're talking about to a Stonehill finance major, future value of a present sum. I understand. I get that. That's clear. So, Mike, you know, we're in a Acushnet, you know, being in New Bedford, I'm torn between two taxes. But, you know, you guys with your wastewater, just for example, let's throw another element onto your plate. You guys hop on New Bedford's wastewater. And New Bedford's wastewater, Chris and your audience will tell you, I've been a big advocate. We've got to fix that wastewater treatment plant. Do you know how much you guys are paying? I don't want to say to, you know, free hop on, because it is, let's face it. But there's no way in hell Acushnet can build their own wastewater treatment plant. So you would also have to be part of that. What are the numbers that Acushnet pays for wastewater, Mike, right now?
Thanks for the call, Barry. Do you know, Mike?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. I wasn't prepared to talk about wastewater.
Correct. Right.
So, you know, we're talking about the OC project.
Yes.
But I know our rates just went up to pay for water and sewer to New Bedford, because we purchase our water from New Bedford,
right.
And I know our rates just went up. So that's all I can really say about
on,
that.
On the Old Colony vote, as you said, this is really basically your high school out there in Acushnet, because you don't have your own high school.
Correct.
You send the majority of the kids there. but as for, is the building as it exists now, is it in such bad shape that they can't use it?
You know, I mean, obviously they're using it, because
yes,
they're in school right now.
Right.
But there are some major, I guess, concerns that they have, infrastructure concerns, I guess, with the building. And, you know, that's part of the issue, I guess. And I guess some of the repairs are apparently, you know, according to OC, so bad that this project was able to go forward because of the litany, I guess, of things that are going on in that school.
Okay. Again, we're talking about the potential to build a new Old Colony. These are the towns of Lakeville, Carver, Rochester, Acushnet, and Mattapoisett. They will be voting next Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Next Tuesday, you have an opportunity to vote one way or the other on this. And again, I would say, as the good doctor has said, you got to figure it out for yourself. Nobody can tell you. You got to figure it out. It's financial, a value decision. It's all rolled into one, but you're going to have to make it, right, Mike?
Absolutely. And, you know, our finance committee, I requested to have one more public outreach meeting in our community with OC. So we just had our third public outreach session this past Monday. And I felt like we needed to do it, because I just didn't feel like some of the residents knew enough about the project.
I agree with you.
And then I took it a step further. I wanted our finance committee to also meet just as a committee itself. And almost the way I did it was I wanted to have a roundtable type format,
mm-hmm,
and give everybody a chance to speak to the project,
right,
and address concerns, you know, either way. And, you know, during the meeting, when it was over, I kind of walked away and I was like, geez, I'm like, we're almost exactly split down the middle on this thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of rare, because a lot of times, you know, we'll be unanimous on things, but that goes to show you how difficult of a decision this is.
Right.
you know, our own committee is essentially divided on this. And I, you know what, I think that's a good thing, because I think there should be good debate.
Absolutely.
For both sides.
Yes.
Of the argument. And it shows, you know, it shows the residents that, you know, we're working hard to try and figure this out.
Right.
And it's, but it's not, again, it's not up to us. We're not making a recommendation on this like we would on, you know, budgets.
Articles
like,
for town meeting.
Yes, right. Exactly. We're not doing that with this. You know, you have to do what's best for you. But it's also good for the finance committee to not necessarily be in total agreement with the Board of Selectmen either. It's good to have, you know, some discrepancies when it comes to that.
Absolutely. We have Dr. Mike Boucher here. He's the chairman of the finance committee in Acushnet. We're talking about this new old colony school potential that's on the ballot in a number of communities on Tuesday. Those communities are Acushnet, obviously, Mattapoisett, Rochester, Carver, and Lakeville. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. More here. You know, it's that magical time of year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special somebody on your list has champagne dreams. Well, don't panic. Mid-City Scrap in Westport has your back and your tow truck. They are paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, or frozen solid cars. It really doesn't matter, and they'll tow it for free. So get it out of your sight, get it out of your yard, and you'll get cash that you need for these things like Christmas gifts. That means more money for gifts, heating oil, and let's be honest, just more eggnog. More eggnog. Call Mid-City Scrap today or stop by Mid-City Scrap, 548 State Road in Westport. You really can't miss it. Mid-City Scrap. Turning junk cars into cash all winter long. We'll be right back.
Old. Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. We have Dr. Mike Boucher here. He's the chairman of the Finance Committee in Acushnet. We're talking about the old colony, or the potential to build a new old colony school. There'll be a vote on Tuesday for a debt exclusion of Proposition 2.5 override in the towns of Lakeville, Carver, Rochester, obviously Acushnet, and Mattapoisett. Doctor, we got some people on hold here. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Happy to do that.
What I see is the towns have now become sort of like in the same situation that we are here in New Bedford. The regionalization of vocational education is something that needs to really take hold and augment itself. So the communities need to decide, pay me now or pay me later. And I understand the override, I got it, but I think that whatever your override will be, it will be less expensive than you having to build a new building in the future. So what you become is you become actually the victims of people leaving the city and moving out into the country. And it's going to cost you some money. But I think that hopefully everybody takes a long, hard look at this and might say, okay, my taxes might go up, and they will go up, obviously, but not to the extent that they would if you waited. I think that education, especially vocational education, is definitely in high need and high regard. So I look forward to seeing what the voters in the towns will do. And I appreciate you coming on and explaining the finances of your town to us here in the city. we don't get that transparency. Thanks a bunch, and good luck, no matter which way you go.
Thank you. Appreciate your call.
Thanks for the call, Steve. We were talking about that right before this, that if you don't do it now and you have to do it later, it will be more expensive.
Yes, absolutely. So that's something that voters definitely need to take into consideration as well. There's pros and cons depending on what side you're looking at.
Yes.
But you know, at the end of the day, ultimately, I think, you know, most people are going to vote with their wallet and figure out what can they afford.
Yes.
You know, affordability is usually the number one factor for most people. So it's going to come down to that individual decision.
Mike is, of course, the chairman of the Finance Committee, and Kushner has the big picture. What's it going to do to the operating cost, the budget, the annual budget, to run the schools, your contribution to OC, all of that, Mike?
Well, the operating costs will definitely increase. We won't see the full impacts of that probably until FY29, FY30. Our assessment from OC this past year was roughly about $3.2 million, which included about a $400,000 increase. So what we're concerned with as far as like a finance committee personally, myself, mm-hmm. Is if that $400,000 increase, you know, is going to go up to $800,000 to $1 million, that's going to be really challenging for our town. And if it passes, we'll have to figure it out. But it would be very challenging because we have limited revenue sources. I mean, our main source of revenue comes from our property tax owners. We're 88% residential property tax. And that's why I said it's going to be a big ask from our taxpayers.
Mike, let me play this out. The override passes, the debt exclusion passes. The operating costs go up, obviously. There's a potential, from my math, just back of the envelope, that Acushnet and possibly other towns would then have to go eventually to another Proposition 2.5 override just to fund the operating budget.
Correct. There could be one beyond that. Not immediately, but eventually, to try and just keep pace with the fixed cost, because the state aid has essentially been flatlined for the past few years. So if we don't start seeing a change in local aid, that could definitely come into play. And so that would be another ask of the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And it would be another tax increase potentially.
Yes.
And this is potentially, but it's something, it's reality. We have to look at everything.
We got a lot of people on hold. Let's go to the phones. Hold on. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Yes. I'm just wondering, has anything been printed out? The people should know what the expenses are to fix that school. What are the problems in the school? Has that been
brought out
for the people?
Absolutely. There's been Old Colony.
Good call, sir.
Very good. Very good question. Old Colony has done a tremendous amount of public outreach in all the different communities that are affected by this.
Okay.
So you can go to, if you live in one of the particular towns, go to your town's local cable access or YouTube channel, like in Acushnet. We have an Acushnet YouTube channel where all our meetings are on display. So you can watch literally any meeting that we've had and see the entire and hear the entire discussion.
Right.
So all the information is out there that way. I believe each town on their webpage will have a brief flyer on the webpage with some numbers on there. I mean, it's not going to go in depth with all the numbers. If you want all that information, I would say watch the meetings.
Okay.
Listen to the meetings. That's probably the best.
What's the total cost of the project?
The total cost to build that school, according to the architectural company, was $289
million. $289 million.
So that's the
Let's get two.
That's the high, right? that's the that's the the highest amount that they'll go, and hopefully they'll come in under that. I guess this particular group has demonstrated that they've done that before.
Okay.
So that would be very nice if they could come in less.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay there. We have more with Dr. Mike Boucher talking about the potential Old Colony rebuild or new school build. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Dartmouth. South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. We have the chairman of the Finance Committee in Acushnet, Dr. Mike Boucher, here with us talking about the potential to build a new Old Colony vocational school. That vote will be on Tuesday, whether or not to override 2.5 and build the school in Lakeville, Carver, Rochester, Acushnet, and Mattapoisett on Tuesday. We're going to go back to the phones. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Okay, I have a few things I would like to mention. Why is not Freetown involved in this?
Freetown used to be part of the district, and then they decided to leave a few years ago. So they used to be...
Suppose they decided to get back. Is that possible?
I guess it could be, but I believe they had joined a different district, a regional district, so their kids had a different opportunity.
And who's the district? New Bedford?
No,
where do they send vocational students from Freetown? Where?
It may be, correct, I'm not 100% sure.
Thanks for the call, sir. He's not from Freetown. He's a Acushnet guy.
It may be Bristol, Plymouth, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
We can find out.
But anyway, they left... It's a good question, though.
Yes.
When they left the district, the regional district, it actually caused our town to have to, all the different towns to have to pay more of the piece of the pie.
Sure.
Because you had one less community contributing
right.
to the cost. On the flip side, there was probably less opportunity for kids to go from each community as well. So you could look at it that way. But from a cost perspective.
Yes.
Our assessment in Acushnet was less when Freetown was part of the equation.
508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I got like three things. I'll be as quick as I can. First of all, I want to thank the Finance Committee. I watch all of the meeting with the Finance Committee and the School Committee, and I thought that the Finance Committee was the only entity that had the taxpayers' concerns in mind. During that meeting, I thought the school committee, they want a new school, regardless of what it might cost, taxpayers. I'm retired, so I have a limited income, and certainly it's not going to go up anytime soon. But so I'm concerned. I love Old Colony. My son went there. This is a great school. Got him through, all that stuff. But I am concerned about my taxes going up, and I think. If I did my math correctly, if I pay $5,000 a year right now for taxes in Acushnet, it goes up 11%. That's over $500 a year. Is that correct?
Well, as far as the debt exclusion, so you're an Acushnet resident, you said, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you go onto Old Colony's calculator, put in your home's assessed value, it's going to basically spit out a number that you're going to owe as part of the debt exclusion for this project if it passes. Let's say it comes out at $500. That won't be particularly a fixed number. That could change. It could be fluid. It could go up or down depending on how many students Acushnet sends to Old Colony each year.
Okay. Thank you for that. Two more things very quickly. Right now, we pay Fairhaven about $11,000 a year per student that goes to Fairhaven High School. Maybe a little bit higher, maybe a little bit lower, but to the best of my knowledge, it's 11,000 over 4 years. It's like 44,000. So that's not an option for us to pay per student then.
Well, the in general, the per pupil cost to send a child to a vocational school is typically almost double what it's going to be a traditional high school like Fairhaven or New Bedford High.
The vote again is on Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday, November 18th. And, you know, Chris, one thing I'd like to point out is that, so there's five communities that are participating in this. And in our community in Acushnet, there's going to be one question on the ballot, not two.
Okay.
I believe two of the communities are going to have two questions. The first question is basically giving authorization for Old Colony to go into construction for this project.
Okay.
That's the most important question.
Right.
Because the debt exclusion question will follow that.
Yes.
So in our town, the way that's going to happen is we're going to have the construction question.
Right.
Allowing the authorization to build. And then probably in the spring, if it passes.
Right.
The debt exclusion question will come into play. So, if you want the new school, you have to vote yes on both questions.
Okay.
And if you don't, you have to vote no on both questions, basically.
We'll be right back. Stick around.